Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the This is what happens when I'm trying to read the news, watch the news, say the news all at one time.
It's too much stimulation. Yeah. Just gotta lock in.
Solid conservative and just plain right. You know, I think I could say that in my sleep, and then I glitched.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, you guess you gotta focus.
Obviously, it's a live show.
Yeah.
Oh, where you get to hear the outtakes in real time. That's just goodness. Listen, solid conservative, just plain right. Here we go. Yeah, glad you're with us. Hour number two. I'm in this first dipper. I'm calling it shoot, no shoot. We had the conversation with Congressman Strong. He gave us his input on where he thought we were in terms of, you know, the sentiment in D.C., if you will. You know, he acknowledged that there are going to be people on both sides of the aisle who don't like things, don't want things to be a certain way, or are concerned about where it's going, or they're concerned about the fact they didn't get notice. One of the things that we do know is that the idea that leadership in the Congress did not get notice is bunk. Caroline Leavitt proved that by bringing out the receipts, showing that they had tried to reach out. In fact, I think it was Hakeem Jeffries didn't even answer his phone. You're the minority leader in the House, dude. You, if it says White House on your phone, like caller ID, I'd just suggest you go ahead and answer it. But let's talk about where we are right now. I'm calling this shoot, no shoot. If you're any of you guys who have been in law enforcement or you've had any opportunity for reflexive fire training and things like that in the military, if you've been trained on room clearance, there's a thing called a shoot, no shoot drill. That's what we call it anyway, but I think it's generally called that. A shoot, no shoot drill is basically where you have a target and you have to decide, is that a danger target? Is that a non-threat? Is that somebody I shoot? Is that somebody I don't shoot? And it can be just as simple as things you've seen before, like, you know, targets pop up, but the target is the image of a little girl as opposed to a terrorist with a gun. And you have to make a quick snap decision, shoot, no shoot. What's your reflex like? What's your timing? What do you do? Well, that's where we are in the Middle East right now. We're in shoot, no shoot category. And then not just Israel, Iran. There's a lot of people, a lot of countries that are all looking at what's happening right now, having their own measured reactions, having their own indications that they might need to shoot at some point. You've got bad actors like Hezbollah that have been actually very quiet. You've got Iran sitting there kind of by themselves as Russia and China, their supposed allies, are just sitting it out. And there's a whole lot going on with the Abraham Accords countries. Where are they in all of this? How do they feel about it? Some of them actually host U.S. military bases. Qatar yesterday just had to watch 14 missiles launched at their territory. Okay, all that to say, shoot, no shoot is a big deal right now in the Middle East. Now, I will say this. Last night, in fact, what I thought I was going to do was get up this morning early. I always prepare the show super early in the morning. Like, I usually start somewhere around 5:30. And I thought I was going to be getting the show ready on the ceasefire. I woke up this morning to find out that the ceasefire didn't last very long, but apparently it's back on. So Monday afternoon, President Trump declared that he had reached a ceasefire between Israel and Iran. Story here from townhall.com, Dateline last night. Actually, Dateline this morning. Donald Trump declared a ceasefire between Israel and Iran just 2 days after taking out the Iranian regime's nuclear infrastructure. Shortly afterwards, though, Iran fired a number of ballistic missiles at civilians in Israel. Oh, great. I mean, like less than an hour after it had been announced. Now, Charlene and I were talking about this morning. And I will tell you that I have not seen this analysis yet, but I'll just tell you that I think there's one of several reasons why this happened. Either A, you've got Iran never intending to abide by a ceasefire, or B, Iran is willing to abide by a ceasefire, but it wanted to get the last shot in first. Or C, Iran's communications with its subordinate elements have broken down to the point where they didn't get the word. And that's very likely. That is very likely right now. And I don't mean that like excusing them. I'm just saying we have degraded, or Israel has degraded Iranian military command and control nodes so effectively that they couldn't even get the word out to their subordinate elements, stop shooting. That may be the thing. I don't know. Or this, and this is probably the worst one. Or The command and control elements of the Iranian government are so fractured and in hiding right now that they've actually got rogue elements within their military they can't control. That's a possibility too. In any event, Trump had allegedly negotiated a ceasefire. An hour later, Iran fired a number of ballistic missiles at civilians in Israel, breaking the ceasefire. And, oh, by the way, then trying to say, well, we didn't really agree to it. Okay. Did you not? The Israeli Defense Forces also then, because they had been shot at, resumed their air campaign against military targets. Netanyahu declared the objectives, though, of Operation Rising Lion, which is what they're calling the Israeli offensive against Iran, is Operation Rising Lion. And Rising Lion, he says, which started on June 12th, they're saying it has been completed. They have met all of their objectives. He said that they took out the nuclear issue was taken out by the United States, that they have degraded the ballistic missile capability sufficiently. They believe they've gained complete air superiority, and they have. They believe they've created a severe blow to the Iranian leadership, and they also believe that they have destroyed dozens of the Iranian regime's main targets. All right, that being said, where are we right now? Are they literally in a ceasefire or not? President Trump this morning, and I got to be honest with you, I didn't appreciate it, but President Trump went ahead and dropped the F-bomb while he was doing a off-the-cuff interview with the press on his way to Marine One. He just left. He's in Europe right now for the NATO summit. But President Donald Trump expressed deep frustration, according to Fox News. I hold it here in my calloused former paratrooper hands, saying that I'm not happy with Israel. He said, you know, when I say, okay, now you have 12 hours, don't go out in the first hour and just drop everything you have. He says, I'm not happy with them. He said, I'm not happy with Iran either, but I'm really unhappy if Israel's going out this morning. He said, we basically have two countries that have been fighting for so long and so hard, they don't know what the blank they're doing. Fill in the blank on that if you have to. But I will say this, a little bit later, he issued one of his classic truth socials in all caps, demanding that Israel stop dropping bombs, turn their pilots around, head them back home, abide by the ceasefire agreement. A minute later, he said that Israel has now canceled its plans for a further attack. We'll see. Now, there's a lot to unpack there, but I think one of the things that has to be noted is that Iran lost this fight. They lost it big. There's no way in the world that Iran can look at all this and go, well, here's how we save face. There's no spin. There's no nothing. Now, I can't tell you that Iranian media is not trying to spin it to their own people, but the world is watching and sees this as an absolute debacle for the Ayatollahs. They have been so dismantled. I don't know for a fact that the Ayatollahs can cling to power. I don't know what's going to happen on the streets. I don't think we're going to take part in regime change. But if there's a ceasefire right now, I guarantee it's because, in part, it's not just that Iran lost so badly. It's that Iran lost so badly and realizes that they're about to lose power. They realize there's nothing left except just to negotiate to live to fight another day. That's where they are right now. So now we're in shoot, no shoot. Well, we're not dropping any more bombs right now. Israel appears to have gone into ceasefire mode, although I guarantee you they're still in a forward-leaning posture. Iran, we'll wait and see. I mean, are they going to launch more missiles? At the same time, what's going to happen in the rest of the Middle East? Where are we with Hezbollah and Hamas and the Houthis? Where are we right now with Russia meddling and China interfering? Where are we right now with Saudi Arabia and UAE and Qatar, which actually have become somewhat of allies in our Middle Eastern interests? Now, where are we on all this? When we get back from this break, I'll start telling you some of it. But yes, there's a whole lot of shoot, no shoot going on right now. People are looking at it and having to decide, is that a target or not a target? And it's a tough call. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right, to all of you, our Huntsville listeners, welcome back. WVNN Power Outage and Reset has now been rebooted, and so they're back online. Appreciate it. All of y'all watching right now online, streaming, tell your friends. You can always stream it live every single day on YouTube, Rumble, on our website, rightsidemedia.org, where we have all kinds of stuff, by the way. way. Rightsidemedia.org. Let me just encourage you guys, check out our website. All our podcasts are on there because we do a whole lot more than radio. All of our podcasts are on there. Our, of course, our radio links are on there. Our merchandise shop is on there with t-shirts, hats, coffee mugs, all of it. So yeah, check it out. Rightsidemedia.org is where you go to find out about all our stuff. All our stuff. Okay, so I'm talking about this shoot, no shoot thing, the Middle East. We're in a shoot, no shoot drill right now. Basically, you're assessing targets, trying to decide, is that a target? Is it not? Do I shoot? Do I not shoot? What's happening? Well, that's Israel and Iran, but how about the rest of them? I got an interesting piece here that I pulled off Daily Caller. Daily Caller has a piece quoting retired Army General Jack Keane when he was appearing on the Kudlow show on Fox Business. And I tell you what, I've got an audio clip for this. JP, I'm going to go ahead and call up audio one there. And you're actually going to play a video. For those of you that are watching online, you'll see the streaming video. This is General Jack Keane on Kudlow's show talking about how interesting it is that we're not seeing anything out of Hezbollah, which is a major force in the Middle East. Play it.
Hezbollah was funded with billions of dollars. They made him into a military organization. They're the most capable terrorist organization that had ever been created, exceeded Al-Qaeda by far. 150,000 rockets and missiles. They were the ground force in Syria. Tens of thousands of them propped up the Assad regime. When they left, Assad regime falls. Mm. They have not fired a shot to defend Iran, and that's why they were organized. I asked an Israeli general, what is going on? Do they have any missiles left? He says, General, they've got a few thousand missiles left. And I said, so what is it? He says, there is no will to fight.
Right.
Because they see the end inside of Iran. What are they going to go out there and die for if Iran's not going to be able to survive this?
Didn't hear anything from the Gulf states either, from the Sunni Gulf states either.
Opposing.
Not much. They're opposing at all. So only the stupid U.S.
Strategic change is coming.
Okay, that's an interesting discussion. That's extremely interesting. Think about this. He points out Hezbollah was formed for this purpose. So you hear it a lot of times about Iran having its proxies. Well, that's like its gang, right? That's like Iran's clique. It's all their running buddies. And most of these running buddies of Iran, they were there for a reason. They're the hangers-on. They're the entourage. They're the ones who were, you know, in the mix with them, allegedly. In the corner. Well, they're not. So Hamas began to be just completely decimated by the Israel war in the Gaza Strip. Hezbollah decided it was going to get, you know, kind of plucky up there on the northern border. And next thing you know, their beepers are exploding on their hips. And Israel, once again, is moving across the border and launching airstrikes. And basically, they have decapitated Hezbollah. Now, Hezbollah is still a fairly capable fighting force. And by the way, keep in mind, Hezbollah and the Houthis, and to some extent Hamas, are what I would call non-state actors. All right? These are entities. They're like Al-Qaeda. They don't necessarily own a flag or a country. They don't have recognition at the UN. They're not going to the NATO summit. They're not ever going to wind up having trade negotiations. They are non-state actors created for the sole purpose of fomenting discontent and terrorism on behalf of their boss who gives them money, Iran. And they ain't doing nothing right now. Like, nothing. Hamas can't do anything right now. They've been pretty much emasculated. They've been neutered. The Houthis, they may be rabble, but not quite. They're more than rabble. The Houthis, don't underestimate them, but they're down in Yemen, and that's a little bit further away. But Hezbollah is right there on the border. Hezbollah is almost like a nation within a nation. Within Lebanon, Hezbollah controls whole swaths of territory. They have massive influence. They had at one point, General Keane says, they had over 150,000 missiles at their disposal that they could use. And right now they're doing nothing. Why would that be? Well, he points out, we've had a balance of power shift. We have absolutely had a balance of power shift. Hezbollah is sitting back, still trying to figure out how in the world they wore beepers on their hips that Israel was able to blow up, which I still look at and think that's the coolest thing that's probably it. There's a movie to be made about this. They need to have a movie about beepers. Could they do a whole movie? They probably could. It took forever to get those things in place. It's like the Zero Dark 30 of Hezbollah. It is like, What are we going to do? We're going to spend 5 years putting beepers on their hips and then blow them up. That is amazing. So Hezbollah is still trying to figure out life after that. I mean, they don't sleep well at night because they figure the fact that they even wore the beeper for a while means that they were being tracked. So everything about them is apparently in a record somewhere. And now they're doing nothing for Iran. But I thought Iran was their benefactor. I thought they were part of the entourage. I thought they were like the Ayatollah's buddies. Yeah, but he points out the balance of power shift that we're seeing right now, with Iran being so emasculated right now. Hezbollah fighters, General Jack Keane said, see little reason to risk their lives for a regime that they believe is doomed. That's an interesting thing. And he points out they were funded with billions of dollars, and now they're sitting there doing nothing. Nothing that they were created to do. That's where we are. Last couple things I'll say here about the shoot-no-shoot issues going on. Hezbollah doesn't know whether to shoot. They're like, oh, I don't want to get involved in this. They'll be lighting up more beepers. We don't know what else they've given us all the time. Maybe the light bulbs in our houses are bad. We have no idea. The Abraham Accords. Major peace and trade negotiations between Israel and others that were, you know, put in place by the first Trump administration. Bahrain, Morocco, Sudan, the UAE. There is potential here for Saudi Arabia. There's a lot of things that are riding right now. The Abraham Accords are a big deal in the future of the Middle East. The peace and prosperity of the Middle East rides in part upon those accords. And the members of the Abraham Accords, the nation's Daily Signal has a piece, Dateline yesterday, talking about how a number of them are expressing their concern that this escalating measure of violence between Israel and Iran needs to come to an end. But they're also ticked that they watched as a non-participant Qatar just had missiles launched at it by Iran, and they don't appreciate it. And they want to know that this is going to end sometime soon. That's a piece in Daily Signal. Good story. Lastly, I'll just say this. The left hates where we are right now. They are determined to make sure that there is no way in the world Trump can get an attaboy on this. But depending upon where things go in the next few days, it's interesting. Pakistan has already nominated President Trump for a Nobel Peace Prize. We'll see. We'll see. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.